As I was going over some scripture this morning, came across this very familiar passage that, especially as we meet around this table, it gives us some great advice. In Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning of verse 18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." I don't know that Jesus speaks any louder than he does at this time when we meet around this table. Because the love and the compassion that he has for each and every one of us is displayed here by the emblems representing his body and his blood. And not only that, we have the mind of God represented in the body and the flesh of Jesus Christ that allows us to get a glimpse into how God is and how he lives and plans for each one of us. So today, as we meet around this table, we want to share just a moment of quietness and meditation to prepare ourselves to participate in this great gift that God has given us. And now this morning, Father, as we once again meet around this table that has been prepared but offered by you, that each one of us might remember how much you love us, the desire that you have for us, the home that you have prepared for us. And now as we share these emblems together, we remember the cost of you that you have given for loving us. And so we pause to thank you as we remember in Jesus' name. Amen.